That's in time.
First of all, I want to just say how wonderful it is to be with you guys again. It is so much fun.
首先非常很开心又跟大家在一起。
I was not supposed to preach today. Is this for being working?
不知道这个东西有没有工作。
Hello?
大家听到我吗？
Now we're good. I was not supposed to be here today.
我今天其实不应该来的。
But Pastor Robin was supposed to come and give you a sermon today.
牧师罗宾牧师本来准备会过来的。
She had some business to care for with her daughter in Budapest, Hungary.
然后她今天她的女儿有些事情。
She asked long distance if I would come share with you.
所以她就问会过来给您打。
Let's try over here.
这就是为什么我今天会过来。
Whatever did we do before we had microphones?
我们在没有麦克风之前。
Let's try that. Let's, no?
好像又不工作了。
Les, are you there?
能听到我吗？现在试音听不到。
Hi, how are you?
Could use that. Do you want me to use this one?
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm going to use this one.
Excellent.
Huh? Excellent. I heard some excellence out there. I like this.
Very
good. The flower on my lapel does not squirt water.Some of you may have thought that.
有人就想我这个花到底真的假的呢？好像有没有水呢
？It is a flower from the funeral yesterday of Pastor Dave Hill.
这个花是昨天这个 David Hill 牧师他葬礼上的花。
And I was just honored the way that your church also honored him.
我很感激我们这教会也去给他一些
From sending your flowers, your good wishes, and your prayers for the family.
我们中文教会也送了一些花，送了一些祷告，去参加大卫牧师的葬礼。
You see, Dave was 83 years old when he passed.
大卫牧师83岁。
He was a great mentor to me.
他是我的很好的导师。
And he was a great friend of this Chinese church as well as the big church.
他也是我们这个。中文教会的一个好的一个朋友。
When I used to see Dave every week, he would tell me about his prayers for me.
当我那时候经常跟大卫牧师见面的时候，他会跟我分享他的祷告。
And his prayers for my two sons.
他也祷告关于他的麦克牧师两个孩子。
But I know he was praying for the churches as well.
大卫牧师也为我们这个教会祷告。
We have lost a great prayer warrior.
我们有很多祷告的战士。
But if anybody's in heaven,
但是所有人在天堂中的所有的人
is Dave.
大卫牧师现在在天堂。
And so we can celebrate today a great life.
所以我们今天可以一起庆祝他美好的生活生命。
I only hope that I can do as half as well as he did.
我只是希望我能够做得像他一般的好就够了。
But that's not the only reason I'm wearing the flower.
但这并不是唯一的原因，我今天会带一个花。
I want you to look around at us.
我想来
look at your neighbors. We here in America,
我们在美国
we love black.
我们喜欢黑的
We love to dress up in gray.
我们想穿灰色的
We love to dress up in white.
我们想穿白色的
But you do have a little red.
我身上好像有点点红或者粉红。
But generally speaking, we're not a very colorful bunch.
好像总体来说，我们好像并不是很喜欢彩色的东西。
And you might have heard that Pastor Pat and I just came back from Africa.
你可能听说我跟 Pat 牧师刚从非洲过来回来。
There was color everywhere.
那边到处都是很彩色的东西。
In their clothing.
在他们的衣服上面。
In their houses were even colored.
在他们的房子，竟然到处
都是 everywhere，
到处都是彩色的东西。
And it was really nice.
哇，好，非常棒。
It was a celebration.
这是一个庆祝。
We tend to wear gray.
但是我们好像经常会想要去穿一些灰色的东西。
Stand up, Joe.
Joe, 你可以站起来吗？你看，大家可以看到。
Gray.
非常好。
You can sit down.
你可以坐下。
Stand up.
这位
弟兄。Turn
around.你们
Black, little red, a little tiny bit.
你看，又是黑的，又是灰的。
Stand up.
呀，再站起来，王俊。
Gray.
啊，又是灰的。
Come on.
再站起来，又是黑的。
All brothers.
这都是弟兄。
You got some red on. That's good. That's good.
啊，这有很多有
黑
颜色。啊，还有一些颜色。
There you go.
非常棒。
One thing I learned in Africa.
我在非洲学到的一件事情。
God likes color.
神喜欢颜色。
The flowers were beautiful.
哇，那个花真是好漂亮啊。
The animals were all kinds of different colors.
到处都是各种各样的动物。
Who taught us about black?
谁教我们要黑颜色呢？
Now I will acknowledge to every one of you.
我想要跟敲敲你们每个人。
That black and gray.
那黑色和灰色
make you look thinner.
好像就变得有点点好像像醉人。
And that's why I wear it.
那就是我们为什么
Did you say something that I didn't tell you to say?
You got it.
But today's discussion, I wanted to talk to you
今天我想跟大家分享
about God's glory.
想分享神的荣耀。
I want to say it again. God's glory.
我要说再说一次，神的荣耀。
What a Christian word that is.
这是多么美妙的一个基督徒的一个语言呢、啊、
We sing about God's glory.
我们会唱歌神的荣耀。
We praise God's glory.
我们祷告神的荣耀。
We pray for God's glory.
我们为神的荣耀献上祷告。
And we talk about it all the time.
然后我们也经常说神的荣耀。
But do we understand it?
但是我们真的明白吗？
If I was going to ask you today,
如果想今天想问大家这个问题，
What does the word glory mean?
荣耀这个词究竟什么意思呢？
What would you say?
你会怎么回答呢？
What exactly is this thing that we call God's glory?
神的荣耀究竟是什么意思呢？
We sing glory, glory, hallelujah.
我们一起唱歌，荣耀，荣耀，神的荣耀。
In the Bible, we get a few hints in a few different places.
在圣经里面，我们能够看到一些各种各样的启示，在一些地方。
Some people even yesterday at the funeral for Pastor Dave.
昨天有些人去参加 Pastor 牧师牧师 Bethany 的。
They came up to me. They said.Dave is in glory now.
他们说 ，David 现在正在荣耀之中。
So is glory a place?
所以荣耀是一个地方吗
？I'm still wrestling with this. And the best thing I can hope to do today is to get you all to try to understand a little better the concept of God's glory.
所以我今天我想跟大家分享的就是让我们能够更好的理解荣耀这个词的意思。
Psalm 19
在诗篇九十一篇
starts out by talking about God's, I think it's there, that's God's glory.
啊，我们看到这边就是神的荣耀。
It does have something to do with light, but we'll get to that.
它跟光有点关系。
Psalm 19 says, The heavens declare the glory of God.
诗篇九十一篇说
，The skies proclaim the work of His hands。
诗篇第九十篇，啊，十九篇。
You must have been wrong, huh?
Yeah. 诗篇第十九篇说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
When I was a young man,
但我还是个年轻的一个。
And I really wasn't following God at that time.
我那个时候真的还没有完全的顺服神。
Yet every time that I would walk out into a starry night,
当每一次去听一些故事的 晚上的时候。
And I would look up.
啊，我正在看看天上。
The stars.
那些星星。
Would move me.
那些星星正在非常感动我。
They would speak to me in some way.
他正在跟我说话。
And I really didn't know what it was all about.
我那时候真的不知道这究竟意味着什么。
And so I decided when I was younger I was going to become an astronomer.
所以我那时候年轻的时候想我以后要做个天文学家。
And so I took up astronomy in school.
然后我就在学校里面我就学天文学。
But when I started to study it,
但是当我开始学习天文学的时候
and realized how much math was involved with it,
我在想啊怎么这么多数学啊。
And didn't do too well in a couple of classes.
然后有几门课我已经快要当掉了。
I realized something.
我明白了一些事情。
What I was really seeking was the glory of God.
我都说在想啊，我其实并不是在寻求天文学，而是我其实在寻求神的荣耀。
The thing that attracted me about the night sky.
那天晚上星光闪烁，它其实是神的荣耀在吸引着我。
Was that God's glory shone through it?
是神的荣耀，并不是天文学。
And so I could see a glimpse of forever in heaven, in the stars above.
然后我就可以看到永恒之光。
So when I start studying it and with the math,
然后当我开始学那些数学的时候
，and a telescope,
那些望远镜的时候
，and started plotting the stars,
开始画那些星星的时候
，they lost some of their wonder to me.
我好像。好像没有什么太多的意思了，不敢感觉。
And I decided rather than have them lose the wonder, I would give up on the study of astronomy.
我想，与其我就没有完全没有意思，还不如我就放弃了，我就不学这个。
And so there have been nights up until I was saved 15 years ago.
所以这个是大概是五十年前的一个晚上。
When I would walk out under the stars.
让我开始走在星光之下
and let that infinity
让永恒
and the quiet
和安静
and the presence of the glory of God
让神荣耀的同在
just wash over me
让洗净我
I didn't know what I was doing
我那时候根本不知道我在做什么
It was just something I did because I think I longed for that connection with God
那只是我因为我好像我就是想这样去做我只是想跟神能够连接
When I went to Africa with Pat,
当我跟 Pastor Pat 牧师一起去非洲的时候
，we stayed in a game lodge.
我们
one night
住在了一个游戏房屋。
And we were looking out over the river that separated the country of Tanzania from Rwanda.
我们在看的那条河流，那条河流是卢旺达和另外一个国家的界河。
And you're looking out over the plains of Africa.
我们在看那个非洲的大平原。
And the stars are never clear. They were never clear to me.
哇，那个星光真是非常非常的漂亮，非常非常的纯净。
The moon was big.
那个月亮好大、哦。
And you could just see everything.
你可以看到所有的东西。
It's one of those kind of nights where you can see the Milky Way.
这是非常非常好的地方，你可以看到那个银河。
And again, I just wondered at the glory of God.
那个时候我正在想，哇，这是神的荣耀。
When I saw the animals in Africa.
当我看到非洲那些动物的时候。
The hippos.
犀牛。
The zebras.
河马和斑马。Are you doing all right over there?
Let's pray.
Get out of
here. The giraffes. The birds. I saw the glory of God.
我看到神的荣耀。
Each animal.
每一个动物。
Was perfectly placed in the environment it should have been in.
它非常完美的在那个环境之中。
This was not a zoo. This was their natural home.
这个不是一个动物园，这是一个他们自然的家。
I'm telling you, if I believed in evolution before, which I don't.
我需要告诉你，如果我以前真的是相信进化论的话，但是我不
相信。My trip to Africa dispelled it.
但是我的非洲之行呢，就会把它给取消我的相信。
The animals are perfectly matched to their environments.
这些动物真是非常非常完美的融合在这个环境之中。
In a way that could only have been created.
这只能是被神创造的结果。
And that's not all. The people.
这不仅还有那些的人。
The people of Africa had very little compared to what we have.
那非洲的人民他们有非常少的东西跟我们相比的话。
But the whole country of Rwanda was so welcoming.
卢旺达整个这样的一个国家，它是非常非常的资源缺乏。
When we went to worship with them, they were so inviting.
当我们去一起去跟他们去敬拜的时候，他们非常非常的友善。
They would start to worship and sing.
他们就开始敬拜和唱歌。
Then they would come and invite us to get up.
就过来，哎，邀请我们一起站起来，我们一起来跳舞吧。
And we would dance and sing and be part.
唱歌呀，我们就成为一体。
And they would tell me to sit down, like I'm telling Joe.
然后他说啊，坐下来吧，就像我跟 Joe 说一样。
There's an old saying that white men can't dance.
有一个谚语就说白人不能够跳舞。
And Pastor Pat and I proved it.
然后派特牧师就证明了这一点，他不会跳舞。
Pastor Pat has forbidden me from showing any of the film from that brief episode.
然后派特牧师就不允许麦克牧师来展现那些那些录像。
I want to turn to another scripture.
我想要看另外一个章节。
That talks about God's glory.
然后说神的荣耀。
It's Psalm 29.
是诗篇二十九篇。
1-3. 一
到三节。
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华。
Ascribe, give to the Lord glory and strength.
将荣耀能力归给耶和华。
Give or ascribe to the Lord glory, do His name.
要将耶和华的名当得的荣耀归给他。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
然后以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
And the voice of the Lord is over the waters.
耶和华的声音发在水上。
The God of glory thunders.
荣耀的神打雷，耶和华的打雷在大水之上。
God's glory,
神的荣耀
haunts me.
要在打猎我，要得到我。
I have been trying to think about this word for the whole week now. Which Robin told me.That would be
我一直在想这个词“荣耀”这个词，自从罗宾牧师不能够来让我来讲到。
I've been going up to people and saying, "What is God's glory?"
我就到处去问人，神的荣耀是什么呢
？What does it mean?
神的荣耀意味着什么呢
？To give glory to God.
意味着什么？我们要把荣耀给神呢
？And I looked up the terms in Hebrew.
然后我就去找这个希伯来文的这个词的意思。
The original language of the Old Testament,
就旧约的最初的语言之一。
The Jewish concept of glory,
犹太文的一开始的最意思，这个意思，荣耀的意思
，was one of beauty,
是一种美丽
，ultimate beauty,
一种最终的美丽
，not just beauty of appearance,
并不是只是非常纯净的美丽，纯洁的美丽。
Have any of you ever felt beautiful?
你们中间有没有人感觉到你好像很漂亮呢
？I know you haven't.
我知道我其实没有。
We'll pray for you. That's okay.
我为你祷告，谢谢。
But beauty is more than just appearance. Beauty is feeling.
美丽并不完全只是外表。
Beauty is in the being.
感觉。他要看这个里面实在的东西。
Such that people have called being in God's presence the beatific vision of being able to see God face to face because of the incredible beauty of it.
所以人他要仔细的看一看神究竟他对我们意味着什么，然后这其实是最重的意义。
That's supposed to be the glory of God to see His face.
这其实就是。神的荣耀就是我们要看见神
，person to person，
那种非常亲近的关系。
There's no more beautiful thing in the whole world。
在整个世界上都没有更多美丽的事情。
Some theologians
有一些神学家。
I gotta get a new one of these guys. Some theologians have said that the absence of the beatific vision of being in God's presence and seeing His face can be part of what the condemnation of hell is all about. That you are forever, will never see the beauty of God. I'm trying.
有一个一些有些神学家他们这样认为，第一个宇宙，它的是地狱。
Yeah, I'll sit down when you're finished. Let me know. The beauty of God. Just to say, the beauty of God.
是神的美丽。
Taking that away.
被拿走了。
Could be construed as hell.
就成为了地狱了。
Once you have seen God's beauty,
当你一旦看到神的荣耀的时候
you always want it.
当你看到神的美丽的时候你就想要得到
Kind of like me and my wife.
就像是我的太太一样
You tell her I said that, okay?
你要告诉我太太啊
But you know what I'm talking about. You really love somebody, you long for them, you want to be in their presence.
你就想要这个东西你就想要这个东西想要跟他在一起
His beauty, the Hebrews thought, was what the glory was all about.
然后他的美丽就是其实他就是他的荣耀。
So you remember the story of Moses when he went up on the mountain, he saw the beauty of God, and he was so impressed with God that his face changed. You remember this story?
所以你记得这个故事吗？当摩西他到山上看到神，然后他的脸就变掉了。
And the Bible says his face became radiant.
然后圣经说他的脸就变得很发光。
And Moses had to wear a veil.
然后脸就。
And so when he was with God, he took the veil off.
然后他看到神，他就把
那个面纱拿走。When he was with his people, he put the veil back on because they couldn't stand to see the beauty of God.
然后他就还要把那个面纱再戴上，因为他没有办法亲眼看到这么大的光。
This beauty is not just someone who is perfect.
这个光并不是，这个、美丽并不是这个人一定要很完美。
This is the author of perfection.
这是完美的作者。
Everything that is beautiful,
所有的东西都很漂亮。
Is beautiful because of God.
是因为神，所以它才漂亮。
Anything that you've ever said in your life
你说的所有的话
was beautiful.
你说啊，这好漂亮。
Is beautiful because it is in some way a bit of God.
它漂亮是因为有一些，它最终其实是因为神创造，所以它才漂亮。
The best parts of us，
我们最好的这个部分。
The best parts of Dave Hill，
David Hill 牧师他最好的部分。
Were the places where he came closest to looking like God，
就是其实他来到神的面前，他想跟神很亲近的关系。
To obtain that beauty that God has，
去享受跟神同在，神的美丽。
The Greek word for glory, you already know.
希腊文关于这个荣耀的这个词的意思。
You did it today.
我们今天其实已经唱过或者看过。
The Greek word for beauty is the word in Greek called doxa, D-O-X-A.
希腊文关于荣耀这个词是 doxa, D-O-X-A.
That is the Greek word for beauty.
这就是希腊文对荣
耀的定义。But it means more than beauty.
但它其实并不仅仅是漂亮、美丽。
We sing something and we call it the doxology. You sang it smart.
我们愿意说荣耀、美丽，是因为我们有一种东西在我们里面。
Doxa, the Greek concept of glory, incorporates the concept of being in God's presence, but also of the being of God.God's glory is everything who He is, and everything that was made by Him. It's a whole, all meant to be praise. Everything is praise. So when you think of the word glory in the Greek, in the New Testament, the glory of God is everything that was meant to have praise. And when you give God your doxa, your praise for him, for the doxology, you're basically giving God the glory at that point.
所以希腊文的这个荣耀这个词并不仅仅是神的同在，而是所有神创造的所有的东西。那我们当我们跟在唱歌说神荣耀神赞美神的时候，其实我们是愿意把对对于一切神所创的东西。
But you also know that everything in the New Testament.
但是我们看所有的东西在新约里面的所有的东西。
Points to God's glory.
都指向神的荣耀。
Through one man.
一个人，指向一个人。
One place.
一个地方。
The collectedness of God's glory.
那所有综合起来神的荣耀。
If you're a scientist or have been through science classes,
如果你是个科学家或者
是做科学的 distilled things. Have you distilled things? You make distillation?
有过蒸馏一些东西吗
？Pure essence.
哦，非常非常的纯净的一些物质。
Jesus Christ is pure distilled essence of the glory of God.
是那纯净的蒸馏出来的。
Corinthians tells us Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
新约说耶稣基督就是神的荣耀。
So in the New Testament, whenever you think of God's glory, you think of Jesus Christ.
所以在新约里面，当我们提到神的荣耀的时候，我们想到耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ in his last great prayer in John 17.
那耶稣基督就是神的荣耀。
Says something very interesting.
在约翰福音十七章的时候，说了一些非常
basically he says I'm coming back to you, Father.
他基本上就是说啊，我要回到神的面前。
So that we may have the glory that we once had.
所以我们就可以重新得到我们以前有的荣耀。
That glory of dwelling together.
这个荣耀就是从一起居住在一起那种跟神居住的荣耀。
If you remember the Old Testament.That being concept was very prevalent with the Jews.
如果你记得旧约的话，那这个概念其实也非常接近。
They were very impressed with God's being and His presence, and so they created, through God's direction, the Ark of the Covenant.
那在那个旧约里面，就是说到那个神，他有一个。很大的一个约柜，那就会可以在那边跟神看到。
In the Indiana Jones movies，
在一个电影里面
，the Nazis looked into the Ark of the Covenant。
不仅仅是看到那个
纳粹，and their faces melted off。Remember that？
脸变。
In reality, in the Ark was three things。
在现实中有三件事情
：the rod of Aaron, the manna, and the broken tablets. All of these things testify to the presence of God in your life.
在现实中
，and He would be with them always.
有好多好多事情，他们都会跟你说，其实都是为神做见证，那神都是会跟你在一起。
God's glory was seen through Christ in the New Testament.At the Mount of Transfiguration,
在登山变相的时候呢，新约里面，神的荣耀也彰显出来。
And for one moment, Jesus took off the mask of humanity.
在有一段时间，耶稣他就把他的那个面罩就拿下。
And he let it all loose.
然后就荣耀显现出来。
It's the idioms that are always the hardest. He let God show.He showed God to a world at that point. It says it was like a shining, like you've never seen. The brightest light, even brighter than these things.
荣光就在展现，就比这个投影仪还要光还要亮很多。
So we have God's beauty as being part of His glory, God's being as being part of His glory, and lastly, His blessings or His bounty.
然后除了神的同在、神的创造以外，还有神的祝福，还在是荣耀之中的一部分。
Or if you're really a preacher and you want to put BBB, you say beauty.
如果你要想传道的话，你可以说 BBB， 那这边第一个就是要有美丽。
Beings, his being, his beauty, his being, his beneficence, is that a word? Beneficence, his goodness, his givingness, his giving,
他的, 给予, 祝福.
There is so much to do about God's glory. It's almost impossible to describe to you the word beauty. I have to kind of show you.
我好像必须要向你展现,
right? 是吗? Come on, Joe, stand up. This is beauty.
好,就你再站起来吧,这就是美丽。
This is a beauty, I'm telling you.
这就是个美丽的人。
Okay, you can sit down. I'm sorry to pick on you today, Joe.
可以坐下。
I can describe the basketball. It's round, it's orange, it's got stripes.
我可以向你描述那个篮球，它好像有那个什么橘红色啊，什么白色啊什么的。
Hard to describe beauty.
但我很难去向你描述神的美丽，神的荣耀。
So one of the things
有一件事情
that you have to look at is when we accept all the facts that God is glory.
我们必须要接受的就是，如果我们要相信神的这个荣耀的话。
Are there certain things
有些事情,
that His glory does for us?
他的荣耀其实做了，为我们做了一些事情。
The famous preacher Charles Spurgeon
有一个很有名的一个布道家
said this about God's glory.
他就这样说关于神的荣耀。
He said that God's glory
他说神的荣耀呢?
Is revealed in its highest
就是要去重新的看一看
in its fullest measure
他的高度 他的最大的度量 设成,
through the gospel of his son
就是通过神子来显现出来
The Lord has put his trust in the gospel
神把他的信任放在了福音之中
And he has filled us with his glory
他也把我们充满了他的荣耀
He has bestowed or given to us the light and the knowledge of the glory of God
他就给我们注册了一针，那针里面呢有神的荣耀，有神的美丽
in the face of Jesus Christ
在耶稣基督的面前
And it is our responsibility
这是我们的责任呢
To reflect the beauty.
去要反光它的
reflect the light.
不仅反光，而且我们还要去做一些事情.
To impart the knowledge that we are given.
要把我们所得到的那些知识.
And to manifest the glory of God.
然后要彰显神的荣耀.
We are to point always.
我们要去指向
to Jesus Christ
永远指向耶稣基督
and to proclaim his name
我们要高举他的名
Jesus Christ
耶稣基督
everywhere
是无所不在
Thank you Charles Spurgeon
这是这个辅导家的 说的话
So how do you live for God's glory?
但是我们怎么样才能够活出神的荣耀来呢?
One, you confess your sins.
首先你要承认你的罪。
You confess your sins and come to a friend, somebody who you trust, one of the elders of your church.
你在你朋友的面前，或者在你教会长老、牧师面前。
And the Bible says if we confess our sin,
然后在他们面前,
He is faithful and righteous
跟神认罪,
to forgive us our sins.
圣经就说如果我们能够,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
圣经说如果我们在神面前认罪，我们就可以靠着神得洁净。
We are also to bear fruit.
我们也可以结出果子来。
Are you bearing fruit?
你今天有结出果子来吗?
When I was in Rwanda, I could reach up on every tree there. There's bananas.
我在卢旺达的时候，那边好多好多果树，那边有香蕉树，我都可以去抓到香蕉。
Passion fruit.
还有好多好多
mangoes
果子啊，还有芒果。
Right outside the door.
哇，那我都可以去抓住它。
I go to Wegmans.
我去那个 Wegman 那个超市。
I want to see if they have passion fruit, because I like them.
好像没有这个叫做 passion 的这个
$3.99。
哇，3.99一个，那边其实是免费的，我就随便摘。
And I said to the girl, I could just pick these off the trees in Rwanda.
她说哈哈，我就跟那个超市那个人说，你看我在
旺
达，我
们直接就拿了。She looked at me and she said, "You should have brought some back."
然后那个超市的那个收银员就说啊，你既然那你就带一些从旺达过来吧，你应该带过来。
But you need to bear fruit.
我们需要能够结出果子来。
The Bible tells us to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
圣经告诉我们要穿上神的军装。
To please him in all respects,
然后要去做出神的样式
bearing fruit in every good work.
我们要结出各种各样的果子
A life of good work is the fruit of salvation.
我们生命的工作最后结出的果子
It doesn't win you salvation.
它 不一定能够把你
They're like filthy rags when you're trying to win salvation.
它并不能够让我们得到我们的救赎，但是确实是救赎的一部分。
But once you have salvation,
一旦你有救恩
，you should be wanting to do all kinds of good stuff.
你其实是应该要做一些好事情的。
For other people,
去为其他人做一些好事情。
So you should be confessing your sins, bearing fruit.
所以你需要忏悔，你需要去结些好的果子，圣灵的果子。
Praising God all the time.
要如实。日日夜夜赞美神
，pray，
要祷告
，according to God's will，
要遵从神的旨意
，proclaiming God's word，
要高举神的话。
Paul wrote， brothers，
保罗这样写道
，pray for us that the word of the Lord，
弟兄们呢、啊，我们感谢神
，will spread rapidly。
我们赞美神，神的话他会到处传扬，然后他就会又得到荣耀。
And ultimately,
最终
，if you continue to confess your sin，
如果你能够继续的能够悔改
，bear fruit，
结果子
，give praise to God，
向神献上赞美
，pray according to God's will，
根据神的旨意来祷告。
And be content, by the way, with what you have.
然后你还很，好像很开心，你这样做的是这样做的事情。
I'm telling you, coming home from Africa.
那我就告诉你，从非洲回来。
I feel real guilty about all the things I have.
啊，我好像感觉有点点内疚，好像我做的这些事情不够好。
I have boxes at my house.
我的家里面还有好多好多的盒子。
Clothes for spring.
有春天的衣服。
Clothes for fall.
冬天的衣服，秋天的衣服。
Clothes for winter.
还有冬天的衣服。
That's a bigger box.
那冬天的衣服很大，因为衣服很厚。
It's pretty long in Buffalo.
Buffalo 冬天真是太长了。
Clothes for summertime. I mean, I have all these boxes for the seasons.
我还有夏天的衣服，还有好多好多的盒子，衣服里全是衣服。
And I see people who have one change.One change of clothes.
我在非洲看到有些人，他们只有一件换的衣服，只有一件。
That drives you to contentment real quickly.
然后他就让我们想啊，我们。
We have more than enough.
我们真是有太多太多东西可以享受。
And as Pastor Pat is probably telling him over there,
派的牧师可能现在正在这边讲到。
The opposite of poor, of poverty,
那个贫穷的反面呢
？Is not rich,
并不是富有。
It's enough.
而是足够
It's the word enough.
这是足够
We have so much more than enough.
我们真是已经超过足够好多好多了
So when we bear confess our sins,
所以如果我们能够
bear fruit,
如果我们能够认罪悔改
give praise to God,
我们能够赞美神
be content,
我们能够得到满足
pray according to God's will,
根据神的旨意而祷告
proclaim His word.
能够高举他的话
and lead others to Christ,
然后能够带领大家
we are living in God's glory,
那我们就住在神的荣耀中，让神就得到荣耀。
So when you go out at night and look at the stars,
当你走到晚上去看那些星星的时候，
remember that Pastor Mike told you God is much bigger than you think.
要记得，那我 Pastor Mike, 我这个牧师我就告诉你这个话。
And that His love,
神的爱
His glory.
神的荣耀
m must be time.
啊，好像可能快结束。
His love and his glory.
然后神。
His love and his glory.
他的爱和他的
for you.
荣耀。
For you.
为了我们。
Is immense.
是。
Never forget that.
这是太大了，我们永远都不会忘记。
God's glory.
这是神的荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for today.
神啊，我们感谢你，为我们今天这样的聚会感谢你。
I thank you for how much you loved us.
我们感谢你，你是多么爱我们。
That you sent your only begotten Son.
你献上你的独生子。
Jesus Christ.
来到这个世上。
To die for us on the cross.
耶稣基督为我们死在这个十字架上。
While we were still sinners.
当我们还在罪人的时候。
You loved us, Father.
你就爱我们，神啊。
And accordingly, because of His gift to us,
那因为是神给我们的这样的一个
share with Christ
这样的一个礼物
everlasting glory,
我们就能够一起能够分享神的荣耀。我们在你面前
in the presence of Him,
在神的面前
and the presence of each other,
在我们彼此的面前。
Thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We're now going to go right into the time of communion.
我们现在就开始那个圣餐的时间。
We're now going right into a time of communion.
我们开始圣餐。
So do we have people who actually serve communion? Come on up. Come on up, boys.
大家开始可以我们一起来准备圣餐。
We have one, two, three. They're good. They know exactly where they're supposed to be going. Okay.
好。
All right.But we only have two of these, right? We're going to, at this point, just go ahead and serve and make sure everyone has communion.
我们现在开始圣餐，每人开始了。
When you look into the cup, there's going to be a piece of bread, a cracker, and there's going to be a little bit of juice representing the blood of Christ.I want you to look deep into that because those two things together make up the glory of God.
This blood,
this body that was given for us. If you want to know what God's glory is, look deep into those things. If you understand bread and the body of Christ, and if you understand the wine,As the everlasting cup of the covenant, you surely understand God's glory. There are two things about communion. Communion means togetherness. It talks about unity. It talks about the concept of being together as one.And in Christ's great pastoral prayer in John 17, he prayed for all of us that we might be one, that each one of us would be joined together by communion. It's not just communion with a piece of bread and a drink of juice. It really is about the communion of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in each one of us. Joined together.There is no many spirits here. There's one spirit. In each one of us, the same rhythm of life, the same rhythm of God's glory beats in each one of us. And he talked about the great unity that someday will be. Why don't you turn around and face the brothers? On the night that Jesus had the Last Supper with his apostles, he took a piece of bread and he dipped it and gave it to all of them. And he said to them, Take this and eat it. For this is my body.
这是我的身体
that is given for you.
为你舍的
So I ask you now, as you think about God's glory,
让我们现在一起思想神的荣耀
all the things that it means for you
这些意味着什么呢？
All the requirements that you think are required of you.
我们需要做什么呢？
And all the love that God has shown you.
神的爱向我们彰显。
Just take and eat together as one.
我们一起吃这个饼，纪念神。
And on that same evening, there was a cup, a large cup with wine in it.
有一个很大的一个杯，里面有很多的葡萄酒。
Only the Messiah was supposed to touch it, so it always remained on the table, full.
弥赛亚才能够去碰那个杯。
And Jesus very casually took that cup.
然后耶稣就把那个杯拿来。
He said, "I want you, my brothers, my friends, who I've lived with the last 3 years, to know that I'm basically going to the cross to my death." But that's not the end of it.
我马上就要去十字架了，但这不是并不是世界的末日。
And so there will come a time when we will drink again.But I will not drink until we meet each other again in heaven. But for now, I want to bind you together as one with my blood. And so this is the cup of the new covenant. The new covenant. Jesus Christ is the new covenant. His life, his example, his death, all that for us. Again, would you look into the cup?Think about your brothers and sisters throughout the world. Think about your brothers and sisters in the room. And know the unity of Christ. Take and drink. Isn't God good?
神好吗?
Say that with me. God is good.
Amen.
Amen.